Coach Swanson.
Yes, sir.
You look good in purple, but not as good as you did in that royal blue and green.
Yeah, it's a different look for sure, but yeah, we're playing baseball at the beginning of April here in Gladstone.
That's so exciting. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, 2-0 to start your head coaching career. How does it feel?
It feels great. I'm so happy for the guys getting out here, getting able to get some experience, especially before we go down this weekend down to the Dells. So it was awesome for us to get out here. We got a ton of guys on the mound, get them some game experience before we play some, probably more competitive games. But, you know, anything that, like I was telling Jeff earlier, it doesn't matter what the score is of these games, just for both of us to get out here right now with no snow on the field and it was halfway decent is a win, right, in my book.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Like, you've obviously been with me the last couple of years, you've seen the spring we have and how horrible it can be. It's awesome to be out in the spring and this early in April. Younger team this year, what did you learn from your guys today?
I'm just happy that we were able to get guys experiences, because that's going to be our biggest thing. We got a lot of guys who've been around baseball, but have kind of hung out in the shadows of the Tyler Darmagrays and the Braden mm-hmm. Sunquist. But now is their time to shine. Now is their time to step up. We got a couple of guys, you know, Nate Young hadn't played baseball before last year in 3, 4, 5 years. Caden Gibbs, decided he's going to come out and play with us this year. He got some good experience for the first time since he was like 12 years old.
Yeah.
I feel awesome for the guys that they were able to get this in before we start really traveling and the season starts rolling. I don't think we've had this game on the schedule for 4 or 5 years and never played it. So I honestly didn't expect to play it today, but I'm really glad we did.
We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. That's what's funny about it. But what do you think it says about your program that these guys just want to play after not playing for a couple of years?
You know, I think this group is special because the chemistry is so good. They get along. They're friends. You don't have to force it with them. They want to work. We've been in the gym forever. We've been throwing since November. We have guys show up at 6 a.m. for bullpens before school. So it's really nice to see. As a coach, it's awesome because it takes some of the pressure off of me of having to force guys to be there where they want to be there. They're texting me like, "Coach, hey, can you let me in? Because I want to go hit today." And that's what you shoot for.
Right.
This program has been a staple in the UP. It's been kind of had all kinds of success. Jack and I talked about it on the pregame, and it's just a joy to finally, be a part of it and be able to put my little spin on it.
Looking forward to this weekend. What do you, obviously teams you don't see very often. Yep. What do you expect to see? What are you looking forward to? What's the goal?
I mean, just getting out there and getting experiences, right? We have to grow as a team. We got to experience things, probably going to have some mistakes that we need to learn from, and learn how to handle those mistakes. And we learned last year, you get to the highest levels of baseball in a quarterfinal, one mistake can cost you a game. So we got to be able to deal with those mistakes and learn from them and grow from them so that we can, be ready to go at the end of the year.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the wins. Anybody you want to shout out before you get off?
Just shout out the family, wife. My parents were here. Easton's here with me. You want to say hi, Easton?
Hi.
my soon-to-be 7-year-old son is Easton is here. My almost four-year-old Parker is here. So just everybody in the family that's listening, everybody that supports us, certainly appreciate it.